And I'll read one more from that series. August. On the Japan Sea, that's the body of water between the main islands of Japan and the continent. In the summertime, they do a lot of squid fishing. They go out with boats at night, netting the squid, and then during the daytime, the people from those fishing villages sleep. Night, town of lights at sea. Unpainted, rough, proud squid fishers, boats with their gas mantle lamps, miles offshore. Counted 200, wind curls on the salt, sticky chest, caked ribs, sticky sea. Day dodging sun, zigzagging barefoot on blistering rocks, to dive, skim under reefs, down along ledges, looking for oysters or snails or a fish. Night without blanket, sleeping on sand. The squid fisher lights, one long two-cycle engines. They sleep all day under the eaves, headland houses, half naked on mats. The wives gather shells, coarse-tongued, sun-black, or working at carrying rocks for the new coast road, eating big lunch balls of cold rice. Tobacco and grapes on the dunes. Some farmers come down to the beach in the dark, white lanterns, sending out rowboats, swinging a 1,000-foot net 5 times down the length of the beach. We help haul, tumbling pockets, glittering eyes and white bellies. A full-thighed young woman, her dress tucked up in her pants, tugs and curses. An old man calling across the dark water, sculling. The last haul, a yard wide ray. She snaps off his switching devil tail stinger and gives us 3 fish. They beach their boats, full of nets, their lamps bob over the dunes. We sleep in the sand and our salt. I have 8 of those months finished. I have 4 more months to go.